Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hey guys, it's Jasmine.
And Scarlett.
And we are back again for another month. So, we're here to talk about how our Youth Week went.
Yeah, it was a very big event, actually, which was kind of surprising for us, but we were very excited about it.
Yeah, so we had like 800 people they predicted or something, which was massive compared to last year's one. So it was a bit confusing though, because there was two events on that were practically the same.
Yeah, but we had a fairly decent turnout considering that was, like, you know, a concern for us, but yeah. So what was your favourite part of the event?
Well, I feel like I was running around a bit crazy, but my favourite part was probably just seeing all of these different groups just hanging out, having fun, eating free food. That was probably my favourite part of it. How about you?
Yeah, I did see you running around a lot. It was quite entertaining, not going to lie. I got to hang out at the Chocolate Toss for a fairly decent amount of time, and I will say I did get to see some very cute kids try and throw coins at chocolate and fail slightly, but hey, they gave it a go and it was quite cute.
Yeah, I saw the lineup at the Chocolate Toss for a lot of the time. Everyone was like, we want chocolate and popping candy and whatever else you guys were handing out.
Oh, yeah. And we ran out slightly at some point and we went and ran and got more, and then we had too much. So it was a great after event too.
Yeah, and then you guys like didn't have any light for like so long because it went dark and there was fairy lights around it and that was it. Like you could not see a thing.
I know, it got to a point where, like, Harry and I had our phone torches on and we're, like, holding them up in such a weird angle. It was not very coordinated looking. But, and then thankfully someone came and brought us lights and we were all much happier about life.
Yeah, it definitely made it so much easier because the lights we had just weren't bright enough. You couldn't see anything.
No, for some reason in my head I kind of forgot that, you know, the sun set at some point and, like, my brain just didn't think that we would ever need light.
Yeah, I was thinking it's still, like, middle of summer, you know, when the days are, like, long and the sun doesn't set until, like, 9.
Yeah.
That was a fantasy.
Yeah.
Not reality whatsoever.
It's okay. We know for next time.
Yeah. Depending on what you guys run next time.
True.
But bringing us to that topic, recruitment will open on the 20th of May at 9 a.m.
Yeah. And other information that will be very helpful for anyone who's wishing to apply. On the 3rd of June, between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. in the council chambers, anyone who is interested in applying has the opportunity to come and talk to some of us. So this year's / last year's, so this term's youth council, just to ask any questions or find anything else out that you would wish to know.
And if you can't make it to that, there will also be a Q&A on our Instagram, which is Bathurst_youth.
And also information on the council website, which is easily accessible.
And recruitment will close on the 17th of June at 4 p.m.
And interviews will follow shortly after this. So my application didn't actually have an interview attached to it, but they're bringing it back, and I understand that you had interviews for yours. So can you give anyone any advice on how to get through that?
Honestly, just be yourself. Like, you've already done all the application. There is no difference between that and just sitting in an interview with all these really sweet people. Like, I was so scared when I walked in because there was already a girl that had already been on youth council, so that was intimidating. But don't worry. Like, it's just another thing, a bit of practice, you'll be good.
Right. That sounds pretty good. So, just again, anyone who wishes to apply, between the 20th of May and the 17th of June.
And you have to be between 12 and 24 by the 1st of July.
Yes. Now, moving on to equally as exciting things, we're going to listen to one of my personal favourite One Direction songs, My Little Fangirl Heart Can't. This is What Makes You Beautiful.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up.
my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know your beauty, light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. Only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe you don't know.
So that was What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction, which also just happens to be the best Just Dance you could ever possibly do.
Well, at least as a group of four. Like, it's so much fun, but I literally remember that dance off by heart. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's also a lot worse when it's only, like, two or three of you and there's that, like, weird group bit and then it just doesn't...
Yeah,
the puzzle pieces
it's always that purple,
together.
Like, you know that one that's all in purple?
Yeah.
That character just gets cut if you don't have enough people.
I think they just shouldn't be there at all. Just get rid of them completely.
But that wouldn't work. You can't have three.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Something else that has happened recently was Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day?
Well, I worked the whole day. My mother was not happy. I walked in, gave her a card and a present, said bye, love you, walked out the door and went to work.
So from when to when were you working?
I was 8:30 to 5, but my mum went out with my grandmother and my dad and had lunch and whatever else, and then they came home, and they only just got home just before me.
All I'm hearing is that you could have taken her out for dinner.
Yeah, but she already had dinner prepared.
Oh, okay.
So it was like...
Surely you made, like, a cup of coffee or breakfast the next morning or something.
I should have, but I didn't.
That's okay. We'll just make one later.
It's fine. That's another day. Her birthday. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Plenty of days for celebration, right?
Definitely. How about you? What did you get up to?
I woke up late because sleeping in was my mum's only request. And then her other only request was that she had cheese for breakfast. So I made her a cheese board, and we have yet to give her actual Mother's Day present because it is an experience in Sydney, which will be happening soon, and also like something else. But if she listens to this, I don't actually want her to find out what that present is, so I'm not going to tell you, but I like my present for her.
Well, that's good. That's very good. I think your mum will probably enjoy what you have coming for her then.
I hope so. She picked it.
And I hope she enjoyed her cheese board as well.
Oh, she did. That lasted a good few hours.
I don't know how I'd feel having cheese like that as my breakfast. Like, I understand, like, brunch, lunch, but...
Well, by the time we did get out of bed, it was, like, 10 o'clock in
the
morning.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It was not, like, a 9 a.m., like, early start, healthy breakfast.
9 a.m. is your early start?
On a weekend, if I wanted to sleep in, yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Excuse you? I'm a Year 12 student. I don't sleep except unless it's on the weekends.
Literally. I vouch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sounds like you had a good Mother's Day, at least.
I did. And then I went to work that night, so it's okay.
Get to make her dinner?
Hey, I bought her home short soup from my Chinese restaurant. Loved her life.
I must admit, you definitely did better than me. You're a better daughter than me.
No, I'm not. It's okay.
In terms of Mother's Day?
In terms of Mother's Day. You've got next year covered.
Yeah, for sure. Unless I'm in, like, a different town. And then I'll just ring her and be like, Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
It's okay. That's what my sister had to do.
Oh.
It was a fun FaceTime. And then my dog jumped on me. So FaceTime ended in a not so fun way. But that was okay.
Would have been funny if she was recording.
She should have been.
Mm.
I think now I just need to belittle her about not recording that entire interaction.
Yeah, surely.
That's the only possible thing that could follow, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that would have been like a good family video, you know, when you just get those golden moments.
Yeah, like bring it up at my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Or like my 18th.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Or any big family celebration where you can embarrass each other as much as possible.
Yeah, like Stella's turning 20 this year. I'm turning 18. That's such a big opportunity for embarrassment.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why didn't we think of this? You needed to be there to, like, record the situation
for us. Damn. So close.
So close.
But another thing that is coming up is the Winter Festival.
Yes, which I'm very excited about.
I didn't get to go last year. I was really sad. I was in a different state.
Okay, well, I mean, like, different state winter festival.
I was watching race cars. It was fun.
Okay, I love that for you, though.
Yeah, that's very much a me thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm very sad this year because I've under strict instructions from my teachers to not go ice skating.
Did you break your wrist last year?
Not ice skating, but I did break my wrist, yes. But that was an unrelated incident. But I have been told that I'm not allowed to go ice skating because trials are like 2 weeks after.
Just don't fall. Seems pretty simple.
I don't know if you understand how not coordinated I am.
Just do that like little crab thing that all the little kids do where they just walk across like the railings. Or get a penguin.
Can I just say,
or a kangaroo, whatever they have.
Can I just say, when I first went ice skating, the first time I remember going ice skating, they had penguins, which was me height, right? It was the correct height and they slid easily. Now they have these kangaroos, which don't move very well, and my friends just sit on them and make them harder for me to push.
That is so true. Like, when they first introduced the Winter Festival, when it was like the big, I think it was, they did it because of Bathurst 200.
I would assume so.
I think that makes sense. What it was, yeah. But they had, as you said, the penguins, and they were just perfect height for all the little kids, and they could push it easily, and it was kind of dangerous, though, because then you'd trip over them because they were actually going kind of fast.
Yeah, and no one holding on to one of those things was coordinated either.
Yeah, bit easier to slip over, but the kangaroos are fun, though. If you have someone who can skate really well, like pushing it, and then get, like, a friend that is either little and light because then they're easier to push... That's when it's fun.
Yeah, but you appear to be missing the whole point of none of my friends can skate very well.
That makes it a bit difficult.
Yeah. Like, where my sister lives up in Sydney, the Macquarie Shopping Centre has, like, an ice skating ring. And I like to, like, think that one day I'll go on there so I can start practicing so I can, like, wow all my friends with my skating skills when I come back for the winter festival. And every year I, like, just never do. And I'm still disappointingly terrible at ice skating.
Oh, my family, it's like a competition who can skate better.
Oh.
It's kind of sad because one year all of us went on it, which was amazing that all of us were in town. Mm. And then it was like a competition who could go the fastest, which kind of just was a hazard because we were going fast and everyone else was going slow and you end up tripping over people. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I fear for the little kids that were on the ice at the same time as you guys, like bulldozing people over.
Yeah, well, I mean, we tried not to. We tried to go through gaps. It's just...
Dodging cars.
Yeah, exactly. But this time you don't run into people on purpose. You just kind of actually dodge them.
I will say, ice skating has always been my second favourite thing of this whole little event. My favourite thing is the mirror maze.
Yes, but they're not doing that this year. Because they've got the double story carousel.
Which, okay. It's a fair trade. I'll deal with that.
I like it. It's like all gold and pretty. And then you can go sit up like the top.
Yeah, guys, the aesthetic Instagram photos that can be taken. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. My white girl Instagram page is really going to be fed, you know?
Fair. And then you can go on, like, the Ferris wheel and then, like, see all over Bathurst.
Yeah.
It's picturesque.
Ooh. Just time it right so it's at, like, sunset. I'm liking this.
See, I've never been that good on, like, Ferris wheels getting, like, that perfect photo. That's the reason why I just don't risk it. If I'm trying to get, like, that perfect sunset photo or perfect night photo, I'm like... I'm not going to get this. It's going to be all blurry. It's going to be absolutely horrific.
Yeah, I just have one friend who's really good at taking photos, so we just, like, give her everyone's phone and go take it and then make her send it to the group chat.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it literally works fantastically. I get to enjoy the sunset. She enjoys taking photos, and we both get pretty photos at the end of it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
But one thing is that ice skating, going back, is that you can buy tickets now. So get in early because otherwise you miss that session that you really wanted.
Yeah, like, honestly, if you can organise it that well, get just a group of, like, I don't know how many people you can get on the ice at one time. I don't know, somewhere between, like, 60 and 100 people.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, find between 60 and 100 people that you know and book out the skating rink so it's just you and all of your friends.
That would be amazing if you could do that.
Yeah, especially because... After at the end of every session, they, like, sweep off the ice and you get that little clump of snow around the outside and just have a snowball fight. Yeah. I think you might get kicked off, but, like, so I shouldn't promote that, but...
Yeah, please don't. I feel like that's not what council wants. Yeah. I feel like that'd be bad.
Yeah, don't do as I say. Do not listen to me, please. Forgive me.
If you want a snow fight, go out to Yet Home when it starts to snow and have a snow fight there.
Yes, but do book tickets to go ice skating because it'll be fun. Even if you have your HSE coming up. Just heads
but
up.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, to some people it does matter, but ice skating's more fun.
I agree. It's okay. Your wrist will recover. Those memories you make will last way longer than that broken wrist.
Exactly. As I said, just don't fall over.
Okay. Well, if that it was that easy, I'm sure no one would fall over ever.
Yeah, fair. But maybe don't wear shorts. That's probably the best recommendation I can give, is if you know you're going to fall over or, like, just have a feeling. I've seen kids that, like, wear shorts on the ice and then they fall over and then they complain about being cold and whatever else. And I'm like, okay, that's your own fault.
Okay, but why are you wearing shorts or, like, a skirt or anything when you're going ice skating?
Have you like, not seen those people? Like, they're trying to look, like, all aesthetic and whatever else, and then it's just like, not worth it.
No, I have the same thought when I'm watching, like, TikTok edits of, like, professional ice skaters and they're, like, wearing, like, really, like, pretty dresses. I'm like, you've got to be cold.
That's always my thing. I'm like, I don't think I could do that because, A, I think I'd get really dizzy. B, I think I'd fall over and just freeze myself. Like, it'd be so cold.
I know. I would cry too. I am such a wuss for the cold. I cannot do it.
Yeah. So I'd definitely be layering up. Lots of jackets, jumpers.
Staying warm, eating some food, getting some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around, taking some aesthetic photos with your friends. And live, laugh, loving life.
Yeah, so hope to see everyone there and booking tickets. Okay. And now it's time for another song, one of my personal favourites from ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
So that was Dancing Queen by ABBA.
My God. Okay, so that song was actually first put up at the Eurovision, which is really renowned for their outfits, like the Met Gala, which has happened just recently. So I don't know how closely you were tracking it, but what was your favourite outfit?
I personally couldn't have one this year because Blake Lively wasn't there. I'm going to say it now because she has that wow factor. Like, you look at her outfits every year and then you compare it to some others and you go, yeah, she's the queen of the Met Gala.
I know. And Ryan Reynolds wasn't there with her doing the little supportive husband act. It was really sad. I'm with you on that. That she is a fantastic fashion icon. I'm in love.
100%. How about you?
Zendaya, my queen, the love of my life. She had two outfits. Just so everyone knows, she ate so hard that she had to come back again because nobody else was on theme. Anyway, her first outfit, stunning. Second outfit, she had a whole bouquet of flowers on her head, also stunning, but she was my absolute fave.
Yeah, she definitely knows how to bring it. Like, I was looking at some of her old Met Gala stuff, and she just, even since she was 18, like, she's just known how to, you know, stick to what they've asked and do it amazingly.
I know. Her Joan of Arc outfit in, like, I think 2017 or 2018.
I think it's 2018.
Actually brings me so much joy.
Yeah, but one little thing is Tom Holland wasn't there.
I know, but he was such a supportive Instagram boyfriend, you know. He was hyping her up so much. And I love their relationship.
It is very cute, I must admit. It is. Like, the story of how they met and everything, it's like, that is, like, celebrity couple goals.
I know. Like, honestly, what we need is Blake Lively to come next year with Ryan Reynolds and Zendaya to come with Tom Holland.
Yeah, and hopefully they'd be, like, engaged or something because that would just make it even better.
Why can't they just be married by then? Make the Met Gala their wedding, honestly.
That would be gold.
Yeah, icon imagine? Moves.
Yeah.
Literally. Who needs Anna Wintour when you could just have, like, a Zendaya and Tom Holland wedding?
Yeah, no more Met Gala. No more 75,000 tickets.
70,000 dollar tickets?
Yes, no, $75,000 tickets.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, genuinely, I feel so sorry for my poor little soul when I think about how much money those people pay and then, like, the thousands of dollars of, like, jewelry and, like, outfits they bring to it. I've never felt more poor in my life than when I look at those.
Yeah, I was looking at, like, stats of some people's, like, what they're wearing, and it's, like, one person had, like, a $700,000 dress, and I was like, I'd be lucky to have that in my lifetime, I swear.
Yeah, and, like, you'll, like, people will rock up, and they'll have, like, just $1 million worth of, like, diamonds on them, and you're like, how? How are you not, like, just constantly holding it, like, don't drop it, don't take my eyes off it, like...
Yeah, because then they go, like, and strut and whatever else, and they're like, no, we're not going to fall over, and then...
I know.
It's just...
And truly, no one actually knows what happens in the Met Gala, other than there's, like, some performances and there must be some fashion thing related to it, I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very... I feel like it's like a secret celebrities club.
Yeah.
That's what,
like,
it feels
it's an elite party for the elite, which makes no sense to me.
Yeah, but at least the money goes towards a charity, like... charities, so it's kind of good.
And at least we get some really pretty outfits.
Yep, that we'll never be able to wear or own in our lifetime.
Hey, you never know, you could become a super famous person.
Yeah, just magically overnight, that would be amazing.
Yeah, become TikTok famous, become the new Charlie D'Amelio.
Hell no.
What have you got against TikTok, other than, you know, it getting kicked out of every single country soon, but, you know.
It happens, you know.
It happens. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about putting myself out there and being embarrassing and doing some really cringy videos.
I feel like that's just the entirety of what being a celebrity is it not?
Literally. Unless you're, like, a movie star.
Even then, like...
I suppose they still do some pretty...
I feel like I give you Jack Black and his rendition of Hit Me, Baby, One More Time.
Yeah.
Him and Britney Spears make me happy.
100%. I just love Jack Black, though. He's just so funny.
I know. Although I will say, the new Kung Fu Panda movie makes me sad because Tigress isn't in it.
What?
Spoilers. She's in it, but not, like, truly, truly in it, and that makes me so sad.
Her and Pearl are, like, such a good, like, combo, though.
I know.
Like, just the... It's the yin and yang kind of thing, you know?
I know.
That's really sad. You just ruined that for me.
It's okay. I'm pretty sure it's already out of cinemas by this point. So
I think you've had a few months. But... I haven't watched it, so you've just ruined that, because I saw all, like, the promo videos and whatever else, and then I just never got around to watching it.
Do you know what I still have not watched yet, which is on my to-be-watched because it's out on Netflix now, is Barbie.
I started watching that on Netflix, actually. And then my mum was like, can you turn that off because I can't watch it too? And I was like, oh, sorry, because it was on my laptop. And she was like overhearing it and she was like, is that Barbie? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, either you work out how to put it on the TV, which I was like, no, or I just don't watch it. So I was like, fine, I won't watch it. So
that's fair. Yeah. I swear, Netflix is coming out with some really cool things, though. So,
but then they're discontinuing some really sad stuff. So
Vampire Diaries is leaving, but Uncharted and Spider-Man No Way Home is now on Netflix.
Is it actually?
It is.
I loved those two movies. Like, I can't English today.
Spider-Man?
Yeah. It was the first one I watched actually in the cinemas, and it was good, but I also caught COVID, so. Because one girl was, like, coughing the entire thing, and then I caught COVID.
Right, not really a great experience to remember Spider-Man by.
Definitely not, but one I'll definitely remember.
That is true. Anyway, we are coming to the end of our lovely, lovely little chat we're going to have today. But, yeah, remembering recruitment opens on the 20th of May.
At 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. and closes on the 17th of June at 4 p.m.
Yeah, and our info day is in the middle of that on the 3rd of June. So please come to that, come and support us, but also learn a bit more about Youth Council from your local youth councillors.
Yeah, come have a chat. I promise we're all nice people. We'll all have a lovely yippee-yap with you. And come find out about some of the amazing things you'll get to do if you become a part of our next Youth Council.
So you have to be 12. If you're 12, you have to be 12 by the 1st of July. And you have to be under 24 before the 1st of July.
Yes. That is very true.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so to keep up to date on all stuff that is happening, follow us at Bathurst_youth.
And we only have one more. So we've only got one more radio segment left with this current Youth Council. So in the next coming months, you'll get to hear some fresh new voices, which will be a bit exciting.
But I feel like also a relief. I feel like you guys have heard our voices so many times.
I know. I'm annoyed by my voice. I can't imagine what other people feel about it.
Yeah, definitely. Because every time we hear it, like, played back, I'm like, I don't know how I'm handling this.
Agreed. Anyway, so that's the end of our radio segment today. This is Scarlett.
And this is Jasmine.
Thanks for listening.